You know, what's weird about this whole thing is most of the people around you, you really don't really have anything in common with. There's only a few things the only common denominator that people have down here is really spiritual. Like the people around me in 3D, I have nothing in common with them. I would rather talk about PHP, MySQL, math, science, engineering, inventions, Bible, and they just want to talk about the music, the entertainment, the sports. I'd like to talk about stocks and finances, but nobody wants to talk about that around me. They're all like just talking about the drama in the system, or the music, or the music. Movies or the TV, you know, or their latest app, you know. If I was going to talk about an app, I'd be talking about how to build an app, not how to use an app. But online, it's just mainly spiritual stuff. And the people online who want to hear about spiritual stuff, or the mysteries, or the deep things, or stuff hidden in plain view, they don't have people around them to talk about this kind of stuff. And so the average person you talk to, they're talking to you about mundane, earthly, fleshly, temporal stuff, and they never even ask questions about why. It makes no sense. Why is this happening? How does it relate to Revelation? How does it relate to Daniel? How does it relate to the Bible? They don't ask that. I mean, how would you function? I really want to know the answer to this. How does a person function every day in life if they don't relate what's happening today with the Bible? If they can't see prophecy in Revelation, what Paul says in the last days, men will be lovers of self, covenant breakers, hating authority, selfish, wars and rumors of wars. If they don't relate it to the Bible and have specific verses and stuff, how can they even function down here? Unless they're a part of it. Unless they're part of it using the system for advantage or something, you know. Blows your mind, to be honest with you. It blows your ever-living mind. That's why I just started recording messages, because, I mean, how much can you talk about before it just starts to be a repeat and get old? You talked about the newest computer, the newest gadget, the newest gadget. We've talked about the corporations. We talked about Elon Musk. How long does it take before you get tired of talking about what Elon Musk is doing, you know? Or Joe Rogan, right? I mean, Alex Jones has been doing the repeat for years, like 20 years. He just keeps doing the same thing over and over. Oh, no, it's the New World Order. They're getting ready to... We're losing. No, we're winning. We're going to win. No, we're losing. Oh, no. We're going to win. We're going to lose. We got to keep pressing. The New World Order has been here since Genesis 3. The New World Order, the devil, the god of this world, the devil, has been here since Genesis 3. Who created the USA? The Freemasons. The magician priest class created the USA because it was tired of the kings controlling the magicians. The priest class, the unseen. So the king would force the priest class to show him a miracle, just like the Pharaoh. The king would control the priest class and the people. And the priest class were smarter than the king. The king was just a figurehead. And so the magician priest class said, okay, so now what are we? How do we beat the king? We get the people to think they can rule themselves and they can be their own king and they know how to rule themselves, and we get them to fight against the king. So let's start a movement where man fights against the king and becomes his own king. Get him to believe that. But let's set up a government of rulers to rule man in the federal government, the state government, but let man still think he's the king of his own reality, but he's just playing in this little sandbox that we created that's so big they can't even see that it's a box. They think they have freedom, but they're still under rules and laws, and then we'll create IRS and we'll create all these organizations, these secret society organizations that slowly enslave man with ignorance, and we'll print money, and man will try his best to get out of the money trap, the debt money trap, but it's really, they're working real hard to get ahead, and they can make money, but they're still a slave because we're printing more money. And so let's create a debt money system, offshore, IMF, IRS, and let's tax them to the hilt. At first, we won't tax them. We'll let them build their country and fight amongst each other and civil war and all that. But then, when things start settling down, we'll tax them. Each year, we'll come up with a new tax or a new scheme to take away their freedom. We'll take away their free energy. We'll take away their land. We'll slowly put them back in slavery after we build our system. But we want a system where the magician priest class rule the kings instead of the kings ruling the magician priest class. Because the kings would call up the magicians, the sorcerers, the witches and the warlocks. The king would call them up and say, I want to see the future. I want to know what's going to happen. I want to know how to rule these people. I need distractions. Roman Colosseums. I need distractions to distract the people from rebelling against me as king, and I need you guys to write up something that we should do. So go ahead and hurry up or I'll cut your head off. I'll kill you. And so the magician priest class said, you know what? We're smarter than the king. We're more spiritual than the king. We're gods. We control this thing, but the king's getting all the credit. So let's create a system where we usurp the king and give the people a false sense of security because they're just useless eaters that we use against the king. And so it's really a battle between the king and the priest class. That's what's really going on. And this magician priest class rules the whole world now, and the kings are afraid of them. And that's the real battle going on. The kings versus the priest class. Because the common man is so dumb, it's not even funny. Not even funny. And whether it's no matter which level, the common man, worker, manager, owner, they're all just believing lies, you know.